okay. Fill in the middle with a name. It's Carlos and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say today. I say we hear what we have to say today. It's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in. Fill it in. Yeah.
Thinking of a master plan. It's been 7 hours and 14 days since you've been away. 'Cause nothing compares, nothing compares to you. It's my Sinead O'Connor tribute. There you go. R.I.P. to the great Sinead O'Connor. Takes a lot of balls to rip up a picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live. But she did it. And it's a badassery at its finest. So R.I.P. to the badass Sinead O'Connor.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Nothing compares. Nothing compares to you.
I don't know much about her.
And on that note, that's why you ain't speaking at the funeral anytime soon. Ryan, do you have any words to say? Who the fuck is this guy? Who the fuck?
She was great.
Who the fuck wears a fucking denim jacket to a funeral?
She was really great.
Oh my god, what a
thank
weirdo.
You. Thank you.
All right, get the fuck off the stage. All right, let's begin in prayer. Young world! I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is the blank. Maybe. With Carlos and Ryan. We don't know.
Welcome.
Welcome to another week, another edition, another episode. I question if we're Carlos and Ryan because did you hear about what happened at the Senate? U.S. Senate there?
I heard some stuff, but if you can reiterate it for me.
Aliens exist. They are real.
They do.
They found non-human bodies cruising around the planet. And they even said that they could even be interdimensional. They could be from other dimensions, y'all. And they are cruising around. They found bodies. There's a few people in a few, psychiatric homes are like, man, I fucking told y'all, man, get me out of here. Mm-hmm. I do not belong here. I was right.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't believe him. We didn't believe him. Before we get into our conspiracy theories, say hello to the children.
I just want to say thank you, everybody, for joining us in another week. On the blank today. You may notice I'm speaking a little bit differently. But I just wanted to know, or I want you to know, that we love you. And we're here for you. And I will probe every single one of y'all.
I'm just playing. I was going to say, it was either you were an alien or you were going to go on a shooting spree on freaking College Street.
I'm just saying. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Yeah.
Definitely appreciate you coming into another week. Yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff that happened this week.
Quite a bit. Quite a bit this week.
Carlos is definitely going to explain to me what's going on in the world because I've been a little bit out of it.
You were playing Diablo.
But I'm excited. I'm excited for this episode. So thank you for joining in for another episode. Honestly, we're at 113.
113.
So, a big number. We've been over 100 episodes for quite a while now, but we're just super excited to keep going. So wanted to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts for listening in today's episode. So, yeah. Back to the Senate. That's wild, man.
They confirmed it. He was under oath, too, so he can't be
under
lying.
Under fucking oath.
If he lies, that's perjury, and he's going to prison.
But, like, does that even mean anything, really?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's lying. Bro, aliens are real. Interdimensional is real. Like, we can go to other dimensions. Dude, there's probably a planet where it's you and I doing the podcast, and we have foot for feet for faces, and our faces are on our feet.
How are they going to, like, investigate this? You know what I mean? Like, the guy could just go up like, yeah,
that's
I'm under oath.
That's the whole point. They already know. There's no need to investigate. They just want us to keep it under wraps. And who's in charge here? Who let it slip? Joe Biden, the fucking loopy dude in the goddamn. Of course he's going to let that shit slip. If Obama was
fucking
on the
Biden.
Case, he'd be like, tell that motherfucker to keep his mouth shut. And if he knows what's good for him, he better not say anything. Or I'll say it's on site the next time I see him. It's on site.
I am kind of surprised that the government allowed something like this to come out.
Oh, boy.
Like,
oh, boy.
Like, why now?
Well, he used to work for them, so that's why he's an ex-employee. So he no longer, he gave no fucks.
Yeah.
No fucks given.
That's wild.
That's insane. That's insane, y'all.
So the only thing I read was that they found non-human bodies.
Non-human bodies.
So,
and
like,
they could be interdimensional.
Like, was this, like, Area 51 shit? Like, did they find these, like, non-human bodies?
He didn't he couldn't investigate too much because, you know, I think it was a bombshell in itself that the fact that he could reveal this, mm-hmm. but he couldn't reveal too much because, you know, he has a family.
Yeah.
And the government it would be on that ass.
I'm sure they're going to be... There's something that's going to happen to him in, like, the next, like, 5 years.
He dies in a boating accident.
Yeah, man. Like, there's no way this stuff... Like, why now? You know what I mean? Like,
something's up. He knows something. Or maybe he got probed as is. He's like, you know what? Fuck, I have nothing. Dude, there's a fucking probe in my ass. Let me just fucking reveal this shit and move on with my life. I got nothing else to live for. Who knows, man? Maybe he's going through it. Would you reveal that? Or you'd keep it to yourself, knowing what the government's capable of.
If I was going through it?
Yeah.
Oh, I would probably keep it to myself, man.
Really?
There's no... Obviously, the world deserves to know.
Yeah. Well, do they? It brings us back to the whole... what's his face? Snowden.
Yeah.
That the cameras are recording you. So did the world... Should have the world known, or should they kept it to yourself?
They definitely should have known. I just don't know if I would be able to be the one...
It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure.
You know, Snowden had to go into hiding.
He's still in
fucking
hiding.
WikiLeaks, dude.
What's his Julian Assange.
Assange, yeah. Assange, like, that guy had to go into hiding. He had to fucking hide in, I forget. It was like a consulate.
Yeah, it was a consulate. But they took him out against his will from the consulate.
So it's like, man, for you to be the people that happen to make the changes in
to
the world, like,
leak-ish like that?
The world doesn't love you. You think a lot of, like, Americans love Snowden? I don't think so.
I think he's extremely controversial because he's either... Some people see him as a hero while others see him as a traitor.
Yeah.
I think 95%... Well, I think most of the percentage that see him as traitors is the government itself. Because he was supposed to keep that thing on the hush-hush. And he didn't. He told us the truth, y'all. Your cameras are, in fact, recording you. And it's been confirmed. Made a whole movie about it. So...
We're voluntarily being recorded.
We're probably being recorded. There's probably some dude in our government right now looking at us. Says, look at these bozos. And it's fucking 55 degrees outside. Why is he wearing a goddamn denim jacket?
Hey.
I'm just saying, hey, that's the agent that I'm just saying, not me.
Hey.
That's the agent, not me.
Hey.
Are you going to explain? Well, looks like my alien's coming out. If I was an alien, do you think that would be shocking to you?
No, man. I don't think so.
Really?
No.
Why?
I don't know. Humans don't be slanging. No, I'm just playing. No, I don't know. It'd be tough because aliens are so... What we think of aliens and what they've been traded in the media, it's like we would think that they're like just way smarter than us. And, like, they can, like, mimic whatever needs to be mimicked, you know? Like, Men in Black is, like, one of my favorite childhood movies. You know what I mean?
It's a great film. Great series. Except for that last one. That was pretty not good. The one with Chris Hemsworth and...
Oh, yeah. I don't even think I watched that. I'll be honest. But the first three were a lot of fun.
Fantastic.
But it's crazy because the world has always... been off and on, and we've always like hinted at like aliens and stuff like that. And
then
hear
we
about
would call those that that would say that they exist crazy, yeah. that they're lunatics.
Literally.
But they were right the entire goddamn time.
Mm-hmm.
So all I'm saying is, folks, give your crazy person in the neighborhood a chance. They could be onto something. The next time that mm-hmm. dude on the skateboard is on there, if he has a disc, if he has a link, I'll finna download that mixtape. Maybe he's onto something, you know? Or that believe in wow. If aliens are real, what about religion? This could mean a whole lot, dude. There's a lot. There's a lot we don't know.
Wow.
Just saying.
Wow, Carlos.
I'm saying some bombs. I'm throwing some controversial bombs here.
This is our second conspiracy theorist episode. Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's a big week.
It is a big week.
It's a big week. So we never know. So it could be religion. It could be goddamn aliens. There's aliens already confirmed. Like, shit. People could be onto something about everything.
Okay, so
Let's address this transgender thing for 2 seconds. What?
Crazy, man.
That was the one that I went too far with.
Hey, you think aliens aren't out there to cancel us?
I'm just saying. Go ahead. What was your question?
I was going to say, Carlos, give me your, and I'm sure that we've spoken about this a little bit in the past, but just for as an update, you know, with the whole sort of recent update in relation to aliens, like, what are your thought process behind this? Like, do you think they're real? Do you think the government should have came out and did this and like publicized it? Do you think this guy's going to get murdered for coming out and saying it? Is it like 3 guys or something like that? I think
it was one dude that admitted it. There was a few guys on
the board.
Yeah,
or whatever,
but
right?
It was that one guy that outright said it.
So, like, give me your opinion about the whole thing.
I don't think that he's going to get murdered. I mean, like, eyes would be way too on him at this time. I don't know. There's you can definitely have your pros and cons in terms of revealing this ish. What can you say? Revealing shit like this is, I don't know. Obviously, there's going to be the good knowing that we know the truth, but the bad, because people are going to freak out a lot more. Trust is going to go down drastically. I mean, fuck. My drug dealer may not have been selling me shit that I literally requested numerous times shit I want out of this world, and he could have given me shit that was out of this dimension. And I don't know. You know, so, man, golly.
But between you and me, if you were single, would you engage in the interdimensional ground and pound, if you get what I'm saying? You willing to fly from the top rope with on top of,
What would they even call that? Like interspecies relationships?
Interspecies. Damn.
Intergalactic.
Damn.
Intergalactic.
We're still having trouble with the whole gender relationships. Can you imagine interspecies?
Interspecies.
God damn.
Would they be considered
intergalactic relationships?
Intergalactic relationships.
Holy
like, hey,
shit!
I'm dating.
Hey, this is my girl Glee Globoff of planet Zep- of planet Zeptar.
Yeah. She got a fine ass.
She got a fine ass. Hey baby, that ass is literally out of this world, baby girl.
Oh
damn.
God.
Golly.
No, that's going to be interesting, though.
Yeah.
If that stuff ever happens to come to fruition in our lifetime, like, I wouldn't be surprised if it does happen. I'm sure there's somebody who has the secrets of that or have seen these non-human bodies that have been found and then try to do something fucking disgusting with them.
Golly.
There's definitely someone out there.
Mm.
For sure. We got all these weird-ass people in politics. We definitely have some weird-ass people in, like, NASA and where else are they finding these aliens? Like, Area 51 and shit.
Oh, you're saying some shit's going down over there.
For sure.
It's a goddamn intergalactic orgy going on over there, is what you're saying.
In 2 minutes.
Holy. Holy. Area 51, if you're listening, and clearly you are. Safe sex. Can they even use, like, can you even impregnate a goddamn intergalactic being?
You don't know?
Who knows? Interdimensional, rather.
We don't know.
Fuck me, man. Aliens, bro. I'm telling, dog. Dog. I'm just saying, I had this bus driver once who was fucking, he was biting his nails a lot. Like, he was nervous and shit. I'm like, man, who has that much nails that can bite it, like, every second, every goddamn butt? Like, all I'm saying is, if he was an alien, that would make sense.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. If you told me you were an alien, that would also make sense.
Why me?
Well, I mean, it would explain a lot. I've had questions since, like, seventh grade. So, since the day we've met.
What I mean?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a lot about you that's like, huh, you know what? Yeah. Okay. This actually does make sense.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
Why is that messed up? They're beings, too.
I got a fine eyes.
Oh, Jesus. And plus, you got a fine ass. You got a fat ass. Damn. Oh, boy. I'm just. Hey.
Yeah.
She had a fat ass. Have you seen that Zeptar chick? Yeah. She had a fat ass. You know what I'm saying? Holy. Now, so, I'm waiting for that.
That'd be hilarious during the whole Senate thing. And they're like, so how would you describe these non-human bodies?
Your Honor, she had a fat ass, you know what I'm saying? Everyone's just like, oh, my God. And there's that one judge like, for real? Yeah, okay. Just send me some pics. Can you send a dick pic to a chick, to an intergalactic?
Oh, you definitely can.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, definitely.
What's the phone number like?
It's got at least like plus two or three are in there.
Really? Plus sure. two or three. That's a lot. That's really long distance.
Yeah.
Your bill is going to be astronomical.
Remember when we were like sending, like, I remember at NASA, and people may not know this, but we were like sending like golden records into space.
Golden records?
Yeah.
What do you mean golden
records? I think like NASA, like a way back when, I remember reading about this. It was like NASA did this thing where it was like Pink Floyd Stairway to Heaven record.
Yeah.
And it was like plated in gold.
Yeah.
And they, when they were doing like some sort of a mission, they actually sent the record and like let it like flow into space.
Oh, just to be like this is our music.
If somebody can capture it, this is what we listen to on Earth or something like that. So
that's the record you got?
Yeah. I think that was what they went with. It was something like that.
Really? They couldn't do like the Eminem show or like
Pink Floyd, man. Thriller? Stairway to Heaven.
You know?
Supposedly. But like, I could have that
NBA
wrong.
NBA Young Boy?
But I remember that. Like, and then I think a couple of months ago, they were saying that we actually caught some sort of like a sound or a frequency from like another fucking Milky Way that was like beside us or something like that. So it's like, who knows if these guys were trying to give us their music.
Give us their music? You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Holy.
Or one of these fat ass aliens is getting it from the
top rope. Hey, yo.
And then just it went that loud. But
I'm just saying, man, they could have used a better record. Like, I mean, if they played Thriller, they could have been like.
So, okay. So what would you send out there if you were NASA?
Kid Cudi, Man on the Moon.
Really?
It's an alien reference, you know, and then they play it. They hear Up, Up on the Way and they're like, this song is a bop. Why? What record would you send out?
Not anything Kid Cudi, that's for sure.
Oh, dear God. What would the record would you send out, Ryan?
I'd probably send out like the Boys to Men.
Boys to Men?
I'd probably do Boys to Men.
Boys to Men?
Yeah, it's very soothing.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Motown Philly?
You know?
Motown Philly back again.
You gotta let these aliens know that we have some like vibe.
I would play
some
so
vibe.
They don't come here. Because
what?
I'm just saying they could be like, oh man, and this end of the road song is so good. Let's go in there. So they come in, we become friendly with them, we're accustomed to their things, they take over the planet, probing all these motherfuckers, they find Boys to Men, let them perform for them for the rest of their lives under a slave ship, and there you go. Ryan is the reason why the world has been captured, destroyed, and we are all anally fucking probed. That's why, for me, I'm playing Madonna or Britney Spears. What's that Dua Lipa chick? I'll play any of that shit.
Who knows? Maybe
turn them
friendly.
Away. Get the fuck out of here. This is the garbage we're listening to. Bye-bye. We're in enough torture and pain. I don't need your probe up my asshole.
Carlos
doesn't because know. You want to know why? The government is fucking us already.
I would like to meet an alien one day.
I would not. I'm good on all to. That.
That'd I'll be sick.
What?
That would be sick.
You wouldn't be tempted to roast their ass?
I would love.
If you don't get your sideways fucking blinking motherfucking fucking acorn head ass, you know?
No.
You just fucking, if you don't get your fucking eight legs, fucking Ursula, unlike Little Mermaid, fucking face ass.
Carl's is trying to die to an alien.
I'm trying to roast the shit out. If it roasts me back, then I'd be like, yo, we cool.
What's roasting you? Huh? We don't know what aliens even be doing. They could be the friendliest shit in the world.
Yo, aliens roast 100%. Aliens 100% roast.
Wildin'.
They 100% roast.
Wildin'.
Bro, they're probably going to watch, what aliens? Mars Attack? Or like, freaking Predator or Aliens. And be man, what kind of depiction is this?
I would definitely be scared as fuck if they look like that Predator shit. Or fucking aliens from Aliens.
Now that's offensive.
That'd be scary.
That's derogatory to aliens because you assume just because of the way they look, you're scared of them.
Hey.
See? And now we're starting a goddamn woke group for goddamn aliens.
Hey.
Aliens' lives matter. All right? And what if they don't like to be called aliens?
What if they call themselves humans?
Ooh. That would be fascinating. They're the human race. Yeah. No, we are. And then interdimensional war. Bam.
Ryan's just fucking
causing world destruction.
We're losing left that and shit.
Are we? You think their technology is better than ours?
Hell yeah.
Really?
Hell yeah.
You think they got like lasers and shit?
If they can like come from different planets, like we haven't really landed on any other planets other than like Mars.
That we know of.
And it's like a rover.
That we know of. Because what if they never came back?
Like if they've somehow created technology that travels to Earth and then like the race on Earth, which happens to be us, have found them, we haven't done the opposite from my understanding. Mm. You know what I mean?
That we know of.
That we know of.
You never know.
Like, the only thing we got is the rover on Mars.
Yeah.
And, like, I've seen pictures of it. And you can go look it up on, like, NASA's website and stuff like that of what it looks like. But we haven't seen anything, you know? So I would think so.
What if the rover caught some heat that we don't know of? You know what I mean? You see all those videos of the Mars rover in, like, 4K. But it could have caught a human being clapping them cheeks. I'm just saving. You know, it could have been a dude that was out there with an alien. Just be like, Mars rover. Bend that ass over. I'm just saying. Wow. It's possible. So we're no longer in the global warming era. We're in the global boiling era. According to the UN.
Hell yeah.
Because it's hot as fuck, y'all.
It's stupid hot.
It's crazy hot.
Like, it's not even like...
Y'all are about to appreciate the winter a lot more now. No complaints. It's hot AF.
Like, I think...
And I love how they announced it, and they're like, humans are to blame.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, okay, well, you didn't have to, like...
You have to put it on our face like that. We already know.
Like, we get it, but hold on.
How do we fix it, motherfucker?
Yeah, dumbass. Why are you... Like, you know what I mean? Like, are you going to help us fix it? Or it's like, nope, too late. I'm like, all right, so then...
It's actually crazy, man.
These are wild times we're literally living in, man.
You know, like I was, you know, we always had like forest fires during the summer and stuff. Mm. And like I have a couple of colleagues that are out in Vernon or like BC, and they always get like a really bad forest fire. And it looks like a fucking post-apocalyptic area because it's all red in the sky and shit.
It's pretty cool.
But they're used to that. And it's crazy now that we're getting it on our side because we're not used to that. But then... You know, people in environment studies and stuff like that, they're saying that's going to be a regular thing now.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, we are going to start having air warnings where we can't go outside or you shouldn't go outside.
There's heat warnings, like, literally every day. Yeah.
It's not. And then, like, places in America right now, like, I know Texas is getting it bad. Yeah. Florida's getting it bad.
Vegas is probably horrendous right now.
Yeah, I could imagine how fucking hot Las Vegas is. Like, it's actually ridiculous.
Mm.
They're saying that there's certain areas, I think in like Arizona, that are getting as hot as like a hot tub. Fuck. Like if you were to think as like a hot tub temperature, then if you were to go outside, you would feel like you're in a hot tub.
Damn.
Like that's how hot it is out there.
Losing weight out there must be nuts. If you jog.
Dropping 20 pounds.
Yeah, let's go to Arizona. You know, lose me some weight. ASAP.
Like it's scary. I think even we have a buddy that's in Europe right now.
Mm.
you know, he's in Italy and he's saying that it's like fucking hot. Like it's really hot. And I think like even in Europe, they're saying like certain areas are hitting like 45 degrees Celsius.
Damn.
Yeah, man, I can't imagine even just being outside and stuff like that. So
I fuck. Yeah, y'all are about to appreciate the winter and the fall. So that's, you know, a lot more. So be grateful. Canada's about to look real good in the fall and winter. Yep. Just saying, yo. Just saying. Remember that story I told you last week about Carly Russell? The one that faked her
kidnapping.
The Taken.
Faked her Taken. Oh, so she was such a fan of Taken that she
tried to mastermind her own Taken situation.
She tried to mastermind her own Taken.
And it turned on her. She openly admitted that she faked it.
This week?
Yeah.
Did they say why? Did she
say
why?
No, she just apologized.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
How old is this lady? 19, you said, I think, right? 19 or 20?
Let's just triple check.
And she's definitely American.
She has a boyfriend, and the boyfriend's staying alone.
Oh, and the boyfriend's an idiot, too.
Yeah. Well, or the boyfriend's like, have you seen that ass? She is actually quite attractive, I will say.
She's got an alien ass. Mm-hmm. She got an
out of this world ass. Ha yeah. Ha. She was born 97, 98, so she's around 25 or 26. Okay.
So, Carly, you're an idiot.
Yeah,
by the way. And then your husband or your boyfriend is also an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
But good for him for staying with you.
Well.
I don't know.
Well.
I don't know. Why,
there
though?
Was no kidnapping on July 13th. My client did not see a baby on the side of the road. This is the lawyer. My client did not leave the Hoover area when she was identified as a missing person. My client did not have any help in this incident. This was a single act done by herself. I love how they had to reiterate herself because no fucking moron would ever want to be. What plan has a... Well, actually, to be fair, Jussie did have those three other dudes to help him. So, or two others. My client was not with anyone or any hotel with anyone from the time she was missing. My client apologizes for her action. This message goes out to the aliens out there. If you ever want to take your first probing action, take it with Carly Russell and take the boyfriend too. Dumb motherfuckers. That's all I got to say about that. They're not smart.
So I really hope that somehow, some way, something gets published where it shows exactly why she did this. Because that's such an interesting thing. We have to know.
I'm pretty sure there's going to be an interview. There's like they're going to pay good money for her.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You're right. You're right. That's so American.
Oh my God.
50-50. Like fucking
ABC. ABC. They're going to shell out cash. Like we will pay you.
We'll give you $100,000.
Yeah.
Just to tell you.
Can you imagine $100,000 and then they roast the shit out of you?
Oh yeah. You're going to get. You're the next internet fucking meme for a long time.
I mean, we need answers. CNN will probably jump in for all we know. Shit. They're going to shut out cash, and I think she'll do it. She'll do it.
Oh, she needs it. Well, fucking
those lawyer
kidnappings
fees.
And shit.
She has a lawyer already? Oh, shit. Yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
Barbenheimer.
Oh, we watched?
We watched Oppenheimer.
We did not watch Barbie. Did you watch Barbie?
No.
Okay.
What am I, a fucking intergalactic species? What the hell?
Hey.
Barbie. Anywho.
I don't think I'd pay for it, but I think I would watch it if it was on.
If it was streaming, I'd watch it. Why not?
Yeah, see?
Yeah. A friend of mine actually wanted to watch it this weekend and then decided to switch it up to Mission Impossible. And I'm like, huh. That was close.
Yeah.
Avoided that. You know, my sexuality is no longer in question. Woo!
I don't see nothing wrong, man.
You need to stop saying stuff like that because you know what?
Barbie's probably a good movie. It's probably a sick movie.
A sick movie?
Yeah.
I doubt it. I truly doubt it.
It's probably at least like a 6.5.
That's not a sick movie. 6.5 is like it was all right.
Yeah.
But not like...
I don't know.
Margot Robbie is in it and like...
Our boy Ryan, man.
Yeah.
Our boy Ryan. And
Simu.
Our Canadian boy.
Simu was also Canadian.
Simu? Simu's in it too?
Simu, yeah.
See?
Toronto's finest.
Hey,
or
man.
Mississauga's finest, sorry.
Hey, we got to represent.
Yeah, well.
Was there black Barbies in there? Or Asian Barbies?
There was a black Barbie.
Okay,
I believe there was an Asian Barbie in there as well. Well, I mean, Simu.
Oh, he was a black Ken.
Yeah.
Or sorry, the Asian Ken.
Asian Ken. Black Ken, too. I've heard him speak Toronto slang. He's not good at it, but he tried.
But yeah, no. So give me your thoughts on the whole Barbie craze. I know there's a lot of shit going around with the Barbie movie.
So conservatives hate it because apparently it's really woke.
Is it?
Apparently. I don't know. So, I mean, I heard the premise of what happens, and I don't want to ruin it for any of you guys who are Barbie fans. And if you guys are Barbie fans of the movie and you generally enjoyed it, stop listening to our show. I'm just going to say that right now. You know, just don't listen to the show. You guys are horrible people.
I disagree.
You know what? You're probably aliens, so fuck you. And get off my goddamn planet. See, look at me. I'm a fucking goddamn redneck of Earth. You believe that shit? We don't like your kind around here, Xenok. Get the fuck out of here, boy. Before I glee-glorp your ass on out of this goddamn planet. You hear that? There you go. And then I have to have a... Now, I want to take... You know what? We should go to the KKK and have their take on aliens. Because, I mean, it was bad enough with the goddamn other races being on their goddamn land. Now we have aliens, too? Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
Man, they're having a field day back at the office.
Those guys are pulling out the nuclear
weapon.
So the
Red Dragon is probably just like, man, what the hell you talking about, boy? You mean there's goddamn aliens, too? Oh, shit. Bertha, bring the shoddy. I'm just saying, they're going to have a field day at the goddamn... Oh, yeah. Oh, dear. Oh, horrible day at the office.
The office.
But yes, Barbie. I heard it was like really woke and shit. I don't know. I haven't seen it. Maybe one day I'll check it out. Why not? I'll check it out and see, see what all the hype is all about. But Oppenheimer, though. Oppenheimer. I loved it. I thought it was great. I thought it was a great story. I thought the visuals were phenomenal. Loud as fuck because we watched it in IMAX. But I thought the story was great. I thought the acting was phenomenal. Killian killed it. Robert J. killed it. You know, a few cameos here and there, and they were even great also. Oppenheimer was absolutely great. If you guys don't know the story, it's basically about the inventor of the atomic bomb, J. Robert Oppenheimer. The trials and tribulations he had to go through with the government, actually inventing the bomb, going off. It was just a great story. And if you guys are into, the whole conspiracy, not conspiracy. Is there a conspiracy in that story? Not really. But just like the biopic of his life and like the, the drama within going into making the bomb and, just this whole story of how the government, was involved. Check it out. It's great. For me personally, the moral of the story, with the whole invention of the bomb, his trials and tribulations of, of his relationships, his work ethic, his life. The whole moral of the story for this movie for me was fuck the government.
Legit.
Because they are fucking pieces of shit. They use you. They take you and take advantage of you. They fuck you. And then you know what? You get nothing in the end. You get no credit, no nothing. That's Legit. What I take about this goddamn movie.
Legit.
These are the people that screwed you over, folks. Listen to me carefully. This is me speaking now, okay? They used you all. They fucking make you pay taxes that are unnecessary and uncalled for. They raise housing prices. They hide aliens from you guys, man.
Yeah,
and
man.
And what do you get at the end of it? You work, you work, you work, and all you get is a pat on the back on thank you for your hard work. Here, I know you saved up for your pension, but we're going to take a good chunk of it anyway.
Legit.
That's what the government's doing to you, y'all.
Legit.
All right? So fuck them. Fuck them now. They're not looking out for you. At the end of the day, you are looking out for you. So if you're in your life, do whatever the fuck you want. If you're pissing people off, good. That means you're saying something that matters. That's what that movie taught me. So you know what? Fuck it. Live your life. Be any gender you want. Fuck any alien you want. Do whatever you want. That's what this movie taught me. Fuck this shit. I'm quitting and I'm going to go watch the Barbie movie. So
That was beautiful.
Out of here. Thank you.
That was beautiful. That was a beautiful soliloquy. Came out of nowhere.
Woo!
So what do you give the movie 10 out of 10?
Huh? Out of 10?
Yeah.
Shit. A 9.5.
9.5?
Only because it was a bit too long.
You definitely recommend that people go and watch it.
100%. In IMAX, especially, if you had to watch it. I loved this movie. One of Christopher Nolan's best work. Yeah, no, I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I was you know, captivated every single moment. There was a few moments, I'm not going to lie, that were like, did this need to be in the movie, really? But it's fine. But other than that, it was a great film, and you guys should watch it. What about you? What's your take on that?
No, I definitely agree. Yeah. I don't want to spend too much time on it, because I think that you definitely put it into perspective for everyone listening. It was beautifully done.
Thank you.
Piece of art. I didn't think it was too long. I thought it was great. Like, I loved the movie. I was on the edge of my seat for a majority of the time.
Mm.
And just seeing the history and learning about the whole sort of situation was great. And portrayed through that movie, the actors were done extremely well.
Mm.
Just everything about it. Honestly, go watch the movie. We don't want to ruin it for you. If you are interested in history, then definitely more reason to go check it out.
Absolutely.
There is one thing that I do want to say, that because I got really, really fucking interested after the fact.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
I went home.
Oh,
and
dear.
I started researching all this kind of stuff.
Oh, I thought you
So you
want
to hear a crazy fucking story that's really closely related to that?
Sure.
Well, it's like in direct relation.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not going to spoil the movie, but for historics, you know, Oppenheimer, he created the atomic bomb.
Right.
So they dropped it on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Everyone happens to know that. If you don't know that, please go read a history book or go back to school.
Yeah, if you don't know that, you are way too young. Like,
yeah. Go look that up.
Really?
The States happened to drop an atomic bomb, World War II, on
Killed
Japan.
Nearly 200,000 people.
Yeah. And people after it, there's still traumatic, you know, after effects.
I mean, how could you not?
And fucking radiation in those areas and stuff like that. That's actually was worse, I think, than Chernobyl at certain points.
Oh, it was definitely far worse. Yeah.
So,
go ahead. Yeah.
So the part of this is that they didn't mention this in the movie whatsoever.
Mm.
But right after they created the first atomic bomb test, which was called the Trinity, by the American government, J. Oppenheimer happened to be part of it, plus the whole team that happened to create this atomic bomb. They did the first test called the Trinity. It was a success, which shows in part of the movie. But the American government goes, hold on a second. I want to test some more shit.
Oh.
Now that we've created this bomb, we want to do some real fucking, some crazy
Let's
ass
do
shit.
Some damage, boy.
Before we actually drop any bombs, before anything else.
This is America, motherfucker.
So
Let's drop some bombs.
This is like some real unheard historian shit. Mm. You can actually go look this up, which is crazy. So at the time, the American government was like, hey, now that we know how to make atomic bombs, we need to see how far we can take this before we actually do anything with it.
Yeah.
So there's this little tiny island called Bikini. That's like off the coast of Hawaii. Like it's pretty far off Hawaii.
Time out. There is a real place called
Bikini
Island.
Bikini Island. I swear to God.
Do you know the reference for? Do you know what place? What show has that name?
No.
SpongeBob.
Oh, SpongeBob. Oh, okay. So yes. Okay. So there's actually a real place called Bikini Island. 100%. It was in. So then. When they were making it, what, in like the 40s? Was it the 30s or the 40s?
Yeah.
So when it was portrayed in the 30s or 40s, the American government goes, we need to find an island or somewhere where we can test these bombs.
Mm.
The American government sends out an army or the Navy to go try to find an island for them to be able to test these bombs out and build bombs and drop bombs on somewhere that they can test it and see how bad it gets. So they go to this fucking island called Bikini Island off the coast of fucking nowhere, Hawaii. There's already a whole society that's there of, like, natives that live there. And they've been living there for years. They were colonized at one point by the English, so they know a little bit of Catholicism and, like, Christianity and stuff like that.
Did you say fucking Cap?
No.
Oh!
Sorry,
that got deep!
So...
No, I'm teasing.
They pretty much... the Navy comes out and goes... Jesus wants you guys to leave this island. We need you guys to leave. And the guys are like, no, we've lived here our whole lives.
Yeah.
American government goes, nope. I'm telling you right now that Jesus came here to tell me, to tell you that you need to leave this island. So they kicked all these people off this fucking island that was already living there for fucking years, for hundreds of years. And they moved them different places. They probably moved to like Hawaii, California, whatever like that. So they use this place called Bikini Island to test bombs. So they created... I think it was like five or six different bombs where they would literally just fly over this fucking island and then drop the bomb and then it would just fucking blow the fucking island up. Like crazy. Nobody was living there at the time, so they said that there's probably people that may have died, but majority of the people are the people that were living on that island. They actually got them off. So at the time, there was a French designer that actually created the very first bikini, like the two top. You know, over your things. And then bikini also translate to coconut in a certain language. So that's why he used it. So they heard about this in history. And then he was saying that, like, if America's dropping bombs on this little island called Bikini, I want to use the word bikini as my, like, word for this piece of clothing that I'm trying to put out. So that's why it's called the bikini. So... it also translates into us when we, even when we were younger and we were like, yo, that's the bomb. That's where the exact correlation comes from. So the slang, when you're like, yo, that's the bomb. Because of
the clothes?
Yeah, it's eventually like, oh, that girl looks like the bomb because she's wearing a bikini because she's showing all the skin. But it really references America dropping bombs and taking over this island to get the fuck. It was fucking nuts. Go look
Up.
It's actually
fucking blown. So back, no pun intended.
So back in the 90s or like the 60s and the 70s, when people would say you look like the bomb, it is a direct reference to girls wearing bikinis, and then he used Bikini Island.
Crazy.
Yeah, man. I was fucking mind blown.
What?
But
you
know,
you imagine? Can you be the Navy person while I'm the person on the island and just convince me? Like, oh, hello, sir. Welcome to Bikini. How can I help you?
Well, you have a beautiful island here, sir. And I just want to let you know that I feel like it's a death sentence to you. I think you will go to hell if you continue to stay on this island.
I see.
Jesus came to me yesterday.
I see.
He gave me a bottle of water.
Yeah.
I looked away for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And it was wine.
Wow.
Motherfucker.
Wow.
Turn that shit into wine.
Wow.
I got drunk with Jesus.
Wow.
And he told me to tell you motherfuckers to get off this fucking island.
This island.
This island.
This island right now. Wow.
Y'all motherfuckers need to get off right the fuck now.
Wow. That's fascinating. Here's the deal. You're full of shit. Suck my dick. Get off my island. That's how it should have. That's how it easily could have went.
They had no army.
Yeah.
They had no army.
Oh, so basically, it was like,
can't say anything.
Yeah. So basically, it was like, all right. So I'm sorry, I had to ask. Get the fuck off the island. Why didn't you start with that? Come on, everyone, let's get out of here.
I'm telling you, man, that's exactly what happened.
Jesus.
So the American government kicked all these people off by literally tricking them to say that. Literally, they were going to go to hell.
But it didn't work, I guess, the first time. But I mean, like, so, I get it. But hold on. Why is the bikini guy get to... why is the guy that invented the bikini get to go off the island? No reason.
But what a
crazy
story, man. That's mind-boggler. It brings in relation to a lot of stuff in history. And if you've ever said that shit's the bomb, or like she looks like the bomb, that's a direct correlation as to America taking over an island.
God.
A French designer using the hype of the word bikini to use for his garment. And then now I would like to think the bikini is probably the main fucking swimsuit that women wear, you know, in our century. And literally there was all these people that were native to this island that no longer live there. And then probably don't even recognize or understand their history at any point.
Holy shit.
So, yes, another add to the fuck the government list because you have... ruin an island. They say that. Okay, so one of the other crazy things is they actually dropped a bomb that was 1,000 times more stronger than Hiroshima.
Where
was
that?
On that island.
Oh,
on the island. Yeah.
Holy shit.
The island realistically doesn't really even exist at the moment, or if it is, it's like vacant.
Damn.
And the U.S. government really just uses it as their own space for whatever they use it for now. But
so what happened to the people?
They moved them. They were like, yo, you need to get out of here. So
what's
going
to happen to our island? We'll just use the guy who invented the bikini. We'll get him some money and for rights because he invented it. And then 200 years, we're going to create a TV show called SpongeBob SquarePants. It'll be dedicated in your honor.
You know what was actually really cool too? Mm-hmm. I think, I don't know where SpongeBob came in at all, but it wasn't cool. But
99.
America actually created this like huge propaganda videos as well. So like the head of the Navy at the time actually produced his own videos and sent them back to America to be like, look, we're saving these people. And then he would videotape all these people like having smiles on their face and like packing their bags and leaving the island and all that stuff and like ready to come to America and shit because they wanted to sell it to the American people to be like, yeah, we're doing the right thing by dropping these bombs.
Damn.
Yeah, man. Fucking nuts.
Wow.
And I probably didn't explain it in the best sort of route. So if you are interested, go look that up. The bombings of Bikini Island in America.
Fucking crazy.
And that was before Hiroshima. So then finally,
So
there was a small point in time where the movie doesn't even talk about it, but that's what's happening.
Damn.
From when they created the first test bomb to Hiroshima.
Well,
crazy,
you
man.
You would think to think the government would stoop so low to bomb their own shit and just to.
Fucking nuts, man.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That wow. shit is the bomb. Mm. No pun intended.
God damn.
Yeah. Crazy, man.
Huh.
Crazy part of history.
Huh.
I was so...
Where was that in the movie?
I know, right?
Shit.
God, man.
Holy shit. That is insane.
Yeah. Very cool.
Wow.
Very cool part of history.
Wow. We fuck. We gotta clip this in the god. That this has to be a clip. honestly, this fucking was insane.
I'll try to absolutely clip that later.
But well, speaking of mind blowing things to happen, Mbappe, soccer star.
Oh yes, yes.
Declines nearly $1 billion to play for a year in Saudi Arabia.
It was $1 billion?
It was near. So apparently after inflation, so it's like $700 million.
Holy shit, man.
And he declined.
700
one year. Only
one
for
year.
1 year.
For 1 year?
Literally 1 year.
Mbappe, man. Holy shit.
Well, I get it. Here's the deal. At the end of the day, Mbappe is competitive. He wants to play with the best of the best. And Saudi, you know, they're a newer organization. They only have Ronaldo right now. So
and you're free to do whatever you want.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely. You fucking idiot. But all I'm saying is,
that's crazy.
Would you reject that money?
$700 million.
Well, I mean,
the
competitor in you would be like, I would. I
if you're compete. If you're already worth that much money, like I guess like it's a drop in the bucket to him.
Or
maybe like
or he
drops.
Probably talked to his organization just like, I'm just saying, I rejected Saudi Arabia. Y'all motherfuckers need to go boost up their numbers, all right?
Honestly.
I'm pretty sure if I called them right now, they would definitely bring up the money again. Not an issue.
Yeah, no.
That's mental, bro.
It is.
Nearly
$700 million.
Yeah.
So good was Lord. It like 700 million euros?
700. No, so... I believe it was euros for the billion and then 700 American.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Still insane.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I don't know, man. Would you be able to turn down 700 million?
Well, I mean, like I said already, like you're a competitor. You want to compete with the best of the best. Yeah, I don't want to. I don't know. But at the same time, it's only a year.
Yeah.
Just a year.
For you to get paid that much in 1 year,
just do the year and
like
then come
that's
back.
That's like record breaking. Like
just
that's
do the year and come back.
Literally life changing for so many different people.
Just do 1 year and come back. Huh?
Crazy, man.
I don't know if I'd reject it now. I don't
like
know.
I wonder if he like at one point was like, you know what, $700 million, 700 million euros or whatever it happens to be. Even if you like work that year, donate. Half of it,
yeah,
it would probably be more than he's ever made in a year.
100%
playing 100%. Soccer for any other organization.
Yep,
and it's just to do that for 1 year to just do some good in the world. Like, maybe that shit's worth it, man. I don't know.
Even freaking what's his face? Oh my god, plays for the Bucks. Why do I forget it? How do I
Giannis.
Forget his Giannis was joking around. I was like, hey man, if he doesn't take the money, I'm here.
Yeah, man.
Like
100%.
Oh, bro.
The Saudi Arabians need to start their own ball
league. Yeah, well, I mean, they need players.
Honestly, if they started that, I'm sure they could probably be like, okay, a whole bunch
no,
of
no, they
are
did.
Going
that's
over.
The thing. They started their whole. They have a league. They have
a basketball league?
Oh, no, ball. I
oh,
bet
I'm
you
talking
meant
about
so,
ball.
Oh,
soccer, yeah. I know
oh,
soccer,
a ball
yeah.
league. Now, that'd be different.
Yeah.
Now, everybody's moving on. I want to see those paychecks.
Everybody's moving
on. Oh,
right
are you
point.
Kidding me?
Yeah.
Freaking, what's his face that plays for Memphis? Or
Dylan
who
Brooks.
Did?
Dylan Brooks.
If he got an offer? Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah.
He's are you kidding? Over. And they'd be smacking people. Oh, they would take them 100%. Bro, I know people on the freaking G League that would fucking make millions.
Well, I know, like, the Saudis, and for those who don't know golf, and for those who don't really watch golf,
that league
they have LIV. They have LIV Golf.
Yeah.
And they
Isn't
offered,
Tiger in that league?
No. So they offered Tiger close to $1 billion to
and
go play
declined?
For them. But they gave him part of a contract to be like, yo, you can't play for the PGA anymore. You can't play for American Sports. Like, we own you pretty much.
Damn.
If you're going to play any sort of tournament, you have to play for us. And he turned it down.
Well, yeah. That's a scary thing. Can you imagine?
Yeah. So if, like, if Mbappe and Ronaldo and, like, let's say Messi are getting all these contracts, you'd be like, yo, you just come here for, like, 2 years and then leave. Like, why wouldn't you do that?
I
you
get
know
but
mean?
I mean,
you live like
you
a god in those areas.
I don't know, but I think they have to accommodate to what they're – but I'm saying is it depends on the star value that you have. Because for Ronaldo, because in Saudi, it's illegal to live with your girlfriend there, like, to live in the same apartment.
Oh, I'm sure there's some fun.
No, but that's the thing. For Ronaldo, they worked it around. So legally, he's literally the only person in that country that is living with his girlfriend.
Yeah. So I'm sure that, like, if Ronaldo couldn't do it and you're another, like, if you're, like, Neymar.
But I'm saying, doesn't that affect the people? Like, they'll start, like, protesting shit. Be like, hey, he can do it. Why the fuck can't we?
No, man. They're in a fucking Saudi country. People don't give a fuck.
Oh, shit.
No one's protesting shit out there.
The fucking, the Senate just be like, I don't give a fuck. Goddamn, get your ass in the goddamn, yo, get your back, your ass fucking temple. Start praying and shit.
The hell are you going to get stoned and
shit out
there?
You'll see
you
at the fucking game, you idiot. Yeah, right. I'm sorry. Did you score so many points this season? Huh?
There's no way. There's no way.
What's your protesting? Celebration when you score? Do you go, sir? No, I don't think so. Is your name Ronaldo? Get the fuck out of it. Are you the most followed person on Instagram? Get the fuck out of my goddamn office. Miss
yeah,
me at all
there's
that.
No way. There's huh. There's. I take that back. There definitely are protesters right now that are probably being like, man, our country could do so much good with the amount of money we just paid Ronaldo. But like, you can't get away from that kind of stuff.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, that's like.
That's
like
what I said earlier.
Yeah,
that's what I said earlier.
Can't
man.
Get away from it.
That's what I
the
said.
The government
earlier.
Doesn't care.
No, not two shits.
Unfortunately,
the U.S. government bombed their own goddamn fucking islands, dude. Legit. What does that say about what they're good? That they give a shit about you? They only need. They only care about you when they need you. All right, that's it.
Bikini
care
Island.
About
your
Bikini fucking Island. Shout out to all those good people that lost their fucking home because of that shit.
Yeah.
Shout out to all those that lost, you know, RIP to all those that lost their lives in Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Yeah.
So over some bullshit. Over power. That's all. Oh. Do I have anything else? Do I have anything else to talk about? Oh, I'm sorry. I have to get political. I don't know why this is politics, but. So I was watching an clip, sorry, of they're remaking Snow White.
Okay.
Like
Disney Snow
the
White?
Disney Snow White
like Apple dwarves and shit.
That's the thing.
All right,
they're not using dwarves.
Why not?
Because it's politically incorrect, I believe.
Okay,
so they're using people of different colors and races.
Oh, where do I sign up?
Oh, is that right? Are you willing to be set of?
Hey, Snow White, you got a fat
ass. Yeah, it's like, girl, you got a fat ass. And I'm of age. That's the whole point. The dwarf.
Just not of height.
Yeah.
No offense to the little people.
I'm just saying, but. Here's the deal. And so they interviewed the actress that will be playing Snow White.
Mm-hmm.
And in the story of Snow White, she bites the apple and falls unconscious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the only way to wake up is a kiss from a true love.
Yes.
In this film, there will be not be that. Because the prince kisses Snow White without her consent.
Oh, wow.
So they made it clear like there will be none of that will happen. It is not that kind of story. It is more modernized. And we'll make it clear. Here's the thing, folks. There are dwarves in Snow White. There's a biting of the apple, a poison apple. There's an evil witch. And there is a kiss to wake up the princess. If none of those things are in that movie, why do you even call it Snow White? Why remake it? Make up a new story with none of those things then. Why is this? Why?
Yeah, that's weird.
You know what I mean?
That's really weird.
It's like, what are we doing? And then you're fucking parading all these people of different races and genders and all that shit. Like, they're magical creatures. What the fuck is going on here? What are we doing?
That's crazy.
In goddamn any fantasy book, dwarves are legit magical creatures. It doesn't erase the fact that they're dwarves. They just remade the Harry Potter, the fucking, what's the name of the remake, the prequels to the Harry Potter series. Are there not dwarves in that?
Oh, there's definitely.
Right?
Elves.
Diablo just came out. Are there not dwarves in that?
Yeah, a little legit, man.
What are we doing, folks? It's
a little bit ridiculous.
This is getting out of hand now, right? Why do remakes at all then if you're pissed off of what you're of the story? Redo it and redo it with something that's not the story.
So I kind of get where, and I don't agree with it, but I get the whole like non-consensual kissing part and then like putting that out on video and then being like, oh, that's good. Like, but it's definitely part of the story.
Isn't that what makes her a witch in the first place? Like, you know what I mean?
Part of the story.
The part of the evil is you have to get a non-consensual kiss to wake up. That's her evil. Isn't that the point? Can you imagine a witch and just be like, I'm going to poison her, but I don't want to do the evil kiss because that's not cool, dude. That's not cool.
What I'm not understanding is the whole dwarf thing.
It's stupid.
Like,
because apparently, what's his, he was the actor from Game of Thrones. He complained that that's not okay.
What's not okay?
The used dwarves.
Why not?
I don't know. Apparently, it's offensive. But my thing is, there's a bunch of dwarf actors that are just like, man, I could have had that fucking part.
Hell yeah. He could have had that part.
That could have been a bit. Disney does not go low on the payment.
Now that he's in Game of Thrones, he's too good for that shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's funny.
You're the only dwarf that complained. Every other one's like, man, could you shut the fuck up and let me audition for this part? I don't know, man. I don't get it.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know. I don't get it. Whatever.
Like, I wonder if his role in Game of Thrones, in the book, he's supposed to be a little person.
I don't even know. I think he is. I haven't even read the books, to be honest.
Because then that's like a whole contradiction in itself if he's playing that role and then that person was supposed to be a little person, right? But if he wasn't and then was just that good enough for the role that they were like, okay, we're going to make him that role, little people have nothing to do with it, then it's like, okay, fine. But
right.
This is part of the original story, and it's not as if it's like discrimination against little people. They're just part of this
fantasy. They're just in that story.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. That's a little bit
weird. And the dwarves are not magical. They're not even magical in the movie. They just worked in a mine and they would.
Yeah.
They're just characters. They're just people. They're just people. You know? And I don't even think these new people have the same names.
They took away the names too.
I don't even know. I imagine they do. So what are we gonna? So every race has a. So what? So they're gonna put the different race and then the names too.
No sense.
Like, why is the black one the angry one? And why is the Chinese one fucking sleepy? It makes no sense. That's offensive. He's not sleepy. He's fucking, those are his eyes are just like that. You offensive fucks. Good luck, Disney. I want to, you know what?
Is Disney making the
Disney
movie?
Disney is the one remaking it.
That's funny.
Ain't that some shit?
Weird. Huh.
Fed up. I'm done. Kaput.
They literally had a Nazi as their owner.
Literally. And he hated women too. Hates women. It is a fact that he absolutely hated women.
I kind of love Disney. I subscribe to
He's
them.
He's rolling over in his grave right now listening to this shit.
I can't even say anything. Disney Plus is dope, but
Disney's it's great.
But that's a little bit ridiculous.
It's
in
come
our
on.
Opinion.
Come
and
on.
If you have a different opinion, we would love to hear
yes,
it.
Yes, we are open to
Please
anything.
Send us an email.
We are not the government.
Leave us our comments. Say what you need to say. We would love to hear it. But love
say what
it.
You need to
we
say.
Can, we can address, you know, any
say
opinions
what you need
that
to say.
May be conflicting or can, you know, on the same side on our next episode.
All right. If we feel like we should get canceled, let us know too.
Yeah.
We'll still keep going. We don't give a But I think that's where we're going to end things here then.
Yep. That's it.
I like this episode.
It was learning.
It was a learning. It was a very thoughtful episode.
A lot of talking.
Take a look. Read a book, Reading Rainbow. Can you imagine us on Reading a? Shaka Khan did sing that.
Shaka Khan.
The DMX remix is my personal favorite. But yeah.
I hope y'all liked this episode. I really liked it. I generally enjoyed it. I'm going to remember this one. But tune in next week where we'll talk about the same old shit, just a different day. I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And he's wearing a denim jacket for some reason. And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. And don't forget to fill it in. Peace, y'all. Shout out to all our alien niggas out there.
And sorry about Bikini Island.
Yeah.
God.
Golly.